News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
1,800 people caught speeding over St. Patrick's weekend. However, one TD claims the most dangerous roads are not being prioritised and policed correctly. We're joined by Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin spokesperson on transport. Martin, what do you mean when you say the most dangerous roads are not being policed?
Well, first of all, last year we had the highest number of road deaths in probably the last 10 years. And this year so far, we've had high numbers as well. We've had a lot more collisions happening on our roads. A lot of this is happening because of speed. And mainly it's happening on the roads that I suppose the R roads, the regional roads. They're reasonably good roads, but at the same time, a lot of them, you know, have situations where we have a limit maybe of 100 kilometres an hour or sometimes 80, and we have people travelling way above that limit. We don't have the adequate enforcement in place to ensure that people are caught when they drive recklessly. You know, the Gardaí talked about this weekend that on some cases they found people that were speeding over double what the limit was. I think there was one of them was 142 kilometres in a 60 zone, another was over 200 kilometres in a 100 zone. And, you know, I feel the government's focus is on a headline thing where they want to bring down the speed limits lower. And the point I make is that an awful lot of the collisions we see happen are not because people are driving within the speed limit and that it's not low enough. They are driving well in excess of the speed limit and it's not been enforced. I think that's the biggest issue we have to deal with and grapple with. The Go Safe vans, we see them here and there around the country. But unfortunately, most of the time we see them on motorways or roads leading to the motorways. We don't see them on the roads that are most dangerous. We also have serious issues where, you know, we had it in Carlow, we had it in Limerick, had it in different places, Monaghan as well, where we had very serious collisions on roads. And when people talk about it afterwards, they tell you, you know, over the last decade, there's been numerous collisions, numerous accidents on those roads. There's been numerous deaths on those roads. And yet we don't see the local authorities getting the funding for to ensure that that series of bad bends or the dangerous junction is dealt with. And that's the kind of interventions that we need to see happen to make our roads safer to drive on, as well as enforcing, you know, safer driving. Now, some of the people are speeding because they're intoxicated and they're using drugs and they're using drink and there's big problems there. But there's also people that are just driving recklessly. And we see them all the time. You know, when you're driving along the road normally, somebody comes up behind you at a high speed and dangerously maneuvers, overtakes, coming near corners, that sort of thing.
Okay.
They're the people that cause the accidents.
Inevitably, when we cover this, Martin, we get texts from people saying, oh, the Gardaí, it's just shooting fish in a barrel. They're setting up in easy spots. I mean, do you buy into that theory?
Yeah, look, there's some of that. There is some of that, definitely, you know, and we see that in cases where, you know, on the outskirts of a town, you see the Go Safe van or the Gardaí sitting and, you know, on a relatively safe and straight stretch of road, they're pulling people over for speeding. People shouldn't be speeding in any part of the road. If there's a limit there,
I was just thinking what you said earlier, and you make good point about the, you know, that the Go Safe van is on a motorway. I suppose it can be tricky on, say, some of the national primary routes. Some of them are kind of dangerous roads. It can be tricky to find a place to park that's safe for a van.
Well, it can, and, you know, I accept that, but I also think that one of the problems we've had is we've seen the numbers of road policing in the road policing units drop by almost half in the past decade, and the focus has gone on for the Go Safe vans to control the speeding. And the problem I have with that is it's a privatisation of the system. It's meaning that the Gardaí are not out there doing that job. Now, when the Gardaí do the job and they're checking for speeding, they're also checking for everything else. If the car that's speeding is a stolen car, the Gardaí are on the job. Whereas if the Go Safe van, they only check for the one thing. I think that's an issue that we need to change. I think we need to see, you know, more recruitment, more attention, ensure that we bring up the numbers that we have, particularly in the road policing units, because that's where people are moving and they can check for everything else, as well as speeding, as well as dangerous driving and everything that are causing a lot of these collisions, because there's families up and down the length and breadth of the country are you know, experiencing very tragic situations.
Martin.
And so many young people in particular are dying on our roads.
Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin spokesperson on transport, thank you for talking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.